I don't know the proper adjectives to use for this. Black-hearted, evil, diabolical, maybe. I told you in the last hour about this new plan from the University of California. And you can find it at universityofcalifornia.edu. You can look this up for yourself. Grow and eat your own vaccines. That's the plan from UC Riverside. Creating plant-based mRNA vaccines, which can be eaten in spinach and lettuce. Farmers could grow entire fields of it. That's what they're working on right now at one level. Meanwhile, my next guest says Bill Gates wants us to eat butter made from carbon dioxide and wax. Yum. That sounds so yummy. Dr. Jason Dean is the founder of BraveTV.com and the owner of Revolution Health. Dr. Dean, good to have you here.
Thanks for being with you. I'm glad to be with you, Steve.
So, look, mRNA and our spinach and our lettuce. What is this carbon dioxide butter that Bill Gates, who is the least healthy individual, look at this guy. He's like the least healthy guy you've ever seen. Looks awful. He's a billionaire. Get a trainer, you slob. Anyhow, doctor, I digress. Tell me about this fake butter stuff.
You know, every day in the news cycle, we talk about national security issues. We talk about the different things of how we're being invaded by other places, which we are, and that's important issues. However, I think one of the most important issues is that's kind of missed, and America is not educated on human health, unfortunately. We're just not. America is very sick. We lead the world in disease. But Bill Gates and his friends, they put together, obviously, the Gates Foundation, where they go around and they're actually buying up tons of farmland, just copious amounts. But why are they doing this? It's not just to give to foreign invaders. He actually has a company, many companies. There was Beyond Meat that's failing, obviously. There's a company called Savor, which is the one you're talking about. There's a C16 Biosciences. Savor specifically, he and his, I guess you could call them millennial teams, are worried about animal proteins, animal fats, which, by the way, humans have survived and thrived on for millennia, from well before we were around. And they're creating fats for hamburgers, for butters, anything that has a fat that you would consume. They're working on creating and bringing to market from essentially paraffin wax, which is a petroleum product.
Right. But so, what's the point of all this? We have cows, we have sheep, we have goats, we have whatever we have, right? We have.
Is their goal is to remove them all. Right, they want all animals.
Why would you remove all these animals? I mean, are we going to go out and shoot all the white-tailed deer, too? There's 35 million of them. They probably flatulate as much as a cow. You know, there's 35 million deer. Should we shoot them? What other wild animals should we shoot? Raccoons? How much do they flatulate? I mean, honestly, this is how dumb this is, doctor. There's no intelligence being applied here. I'm missing it.
Their message at the end of the day is global warming, global warming, global warming. So with global warming up under their guise of a mission statement, they must remove life because we give off gas, right? So humans do, animals do, et cetera. And this has been going on for, this is a long mission statement for them. This is not something even in the last 10, 20 years. This has been going on for a long period of time. We used to have bison roaming the entire country. That's what people lived off. That's what the Indians lived off of, was actually meat. But long term, their goal is to bring down carbon dioxide, because they believe, whether they truly believe it or they don't, because it's hard to, basic science, humans need carbon dioxide to live. This is not rocket science. But when you're trying to lower a population to 500 million across the entire planet, going from 8 billion, almost 9 billion now, down to 500 million. Their goal is to lower that population to have complete control. They've lost control, Steve. They've lost control over the entire population. They've lost control over 320 million in America. So how do they do that? They lower the population, and the best way to lower population is through healthcare. That's a Marxist principle, right? Way back from the beginning, Lenin talked about that. The way you control, the way you bring everything under their control from Marxism, is you do it through healthcare, whether it's through legitimate doctor healthcare or you do it through food. If you control the food supply, system, you control life.
You control large groups of people by controlling the food. You control the water. You control transportation. You control communication. These are all the things you control to control populations. But food is number one. If you control the food, you control the people, because hungry people are compliant because they just want something to eat. Where am I wrong?
You're 100% right. Ultimately, at the end of the day, control food, control health care. You have the entire population under control. We are three missed meals away from anarchy, and that's an actual fact in America. Just because we have store shelves full of things.
But here's the other thing.
Supply line.
Here's the other thing. Yeah. I mean, all I see here, you know, Beyond Meat, Impossible Foods, all these paraffin-based whatever, fake meat, fake this, fake that. Well, you know, Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos and Al Gore, they all have steaks in this. No, steaks, not beef steaks, but a steak in all of this to make a pile of money. So it's not just take the meat away from us for the health of the planet. They just get wealthier and wealthier by creating these giant corporations to feed us garbage, which you already pointed out. America's the least healthy nation on earth. The CDC has been a miserable failure to the American population. Walk in Walmart and tell me I'm wrong. Anyhow, doctor, give me the last word.
Yeah, I go back to this, Steve, and you're exactly right. We lead the world. We lead the country. Cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, those are your top three. Over 70% of the world are on medications, at least four medications. So one of the problems with this isn't just because of what Bill Gates does, isn't because the globalists do and taking farmland. America has to get back to what are the basics of human health. And the basics of human health, literally from the beginning of time, have been animal proteins, animal fats. And people need to start waking up to that and realize that that's also why our hormones are in the ditch, because we don't have animal proteins and fats. And we have to basically stand up to this whole situation.
Excellent. We have to supply our own food. The more you can grow your own, that's why I shoot white-tailed deer. It's why I shoot elk.
Smart man.
That's why I do these
Elk's
things.
Great.
Yeah. And the God of Thunder just struck down and said, Gruber, you're right. I just heard the thunder hit. Dr. Greatly appreciate you. Come back anytime. Dr. Jason Dean. We need more of these conversations to talk about a healthy food supply and healthy people and appropriate weight and getting rid of cigarettes. If they're true about air pollution, if they really meant something about it, get rid of cigarettes. That'll save you 500,000 lives
Absolutely.
A year. Just saying. Dr. Dean, thank you for being here. We'll talk again.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
Really appreciate you. All right, there you have it. I'll take a break. Man, that was close. About shook the studio loose from its foundation. I'll be right back.